that might get rid of them.
Yeah, there'd be several freezers that'd pick that.
Have you ever heard anybody say get shut of them?
Yes, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it used to be a problem, but it ain't now. There's something on the market to take care of everything.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they just
know.
Go get it. And mm-hmm. She does the housework. I never worked in the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are some people who really, they don't know what's going on, but instead of saying, well, he's something like you at all, you know, you say,
yeah.
Well, he doesn't really go know what's going on, but he's
smart aleck, we call
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm. And would you say something like he made out like?
Yeah.
Now, if somebody, like in school, a little kid just sort of stole a pencil, just pick one up kind of from another little kid, instead of saying that that little kid stole it, you might say he
just picked it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about a person that you say, well, he sure has a good memory, because I don't. See, he has a good memory about that, because I can't.
Can't remember.
Right.
I struck lots of people like that, and things that I don't know, and they didn't have much chance to know it, and they know it, and I don't.
Now, about writing a letter, if you ever write a letter to somebody, where do you put, you know, what do you call that, where you put your name on it, and you might call it your return.
I don't know where
you put it on the envelope.
Yeah.
Or the person's name you're sending it to, what would you call that?
Address?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Now, sometimes you might give it to somebody else and tell them to put that name and everything on there for you.
Yeah.
And how would you say that?
I'd say, will you please put so-and-so's name right here for me?
Mm-hmm. So you went ahead and then, if you wrote that letter, you would expect to get something back. You'd expect to get...
Get an answer.
Right. Now, if one of your kids had come in and they had learned something new, and you didn't know where in the world they could have gotten that, you might say, well, who?
Who in the world told you that? I've asked them anything.
Or if you wanted to know, if you wanted to say, if somebody, did somebody teach you that, or...
Yeah.
Who,
I've asked them where they learned this
mm-hmm.
other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it surprised me. Be somebody that I think didn't know much.
And then that'd be the person that...
You can learn from ignorant people a lot of times.
Yeah, and then they'd be the people that...
They're the ones that's responsible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, suppose that you were talking about painting your house, and somebody said, have you painted your house yet? And you say, well, no, but
I'm going to.
Right. You say, next week. Yeah. Now, what about those people, little children a lot of times talk about this, people that tell on one another?
We call them tail bearers. And the Bible says, you know, the tail bearer ceases to trifle in.
Right. That's right. Well, you know, we were talking earlier about a vase or something, you know, they call it nowadays, that
yeah.
you put... Now, if you wanted to put some flowers in that, you'd have to go out and